Remember they were living in the city limits of Dothan.
And now, so you didn't, so they moved here. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, when I remember them, see, we were here. They were real old at this time. My grandparents were.
Do you think that they ever went to school?
No, I don't think they did.
What did they do? What did your grandfather do?
He lived. Well, see, like when I remember, he was too old. He would just do a little work on the farm. But my grandmother, she just cooked for everybody, you know. The whole family would work on the farm, and she just prepared food for them. But they was both about too old to work. When I remember them, they was real old.
And do you know anything about where the family came from, your mother's family came from before that?
Yeah, they all came from, like I say, my mother's family come from Pike County.
And your father's from?
Barbara County. Uh-huh.
Do you know anything about your father's parents? Did you ever know them?
Yes. I never know my father and mother because she died when they were small. So my grandfather married. He had a step-grandmother. They farmed too. It was all farm.
So they lived out in the community where you grew up?
Right.
And do you think they ever went to school?
No, I don't believe so. I know my grandfather didn't. My step-grandmother, I think, had gone, but I don't know where she went, because I don't know where she came from, because they just married up, you know. They got here.
Now, he farmed, you said, but did she have an occupation?
No. They were just housewives.
And do you think that, do you know anything about where the family came from before them? Before they moved from, before Barbara County?
I think they all sprung from Barbara County, really.
And how old is your husband?
49.
And is he Baptist too?
Yes.
And what about his education?
He has about 3 years.
Well, where do you think he got that?
In Hetland. I don't know the school. That's up at Henry County.
Right there. Right up from there. Mm-hmm. About how many miles is that? 10 miles?
10 miles.
And now, in his business as a watchman, what does he do?
Oh, you have to make rounds for every hour. He has 5 clocks every hour, the clock, and 3 times a night you have to have 2 extra clocks, make 7. And it just consists of, you know, going around checking everything and clock as you go. From
now, what
six
do you mean
clock? You carry it, you have a time clock that you carry around. It's a thing about 6 inches in diameter, and it's pretty heavy. You just carry it on, you got a strap carried on your shoulder. And it's a little key you put in it, and you turn the key and turn it back, and it times, it clocks you.
And does he sleep during the daytime then? So he can do that at night, or
no.
Sleep on that job, that kind of thing?
He works in the daytime. That's why I go with him most time, and keep him, you know, to wake him at night.
And what does he do during the daytime?
He works for Sunnyland. He's, I don't know what you would call it. I always say butcher, but he have to knock the hogs out. He have a shocker, you know.
Yeah.
He knocks them out. He don't really kill them, but he knocks them,
yeah.
Puts them to sleep.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And then the next person puts the hole in them with the knife that really kills them.
And do you know, what kind of people does he work with in that kind of job?
I really don't know.
You've never been with him before?
No. You don't let you back there.